Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mick Hess, your host for Roving with the Arts here on KSJE 90.9. Please join me every weekday starting at 9 a.m. for the chance to hear full-length, unabridged opera, ballet, symphonic, and chamber music. I'll share news of local concert events that you may be interested in attending, background information about some of the greatest musical compositions ever written. Tune in weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10:30.
The state's largest charity event, the New Mexico Mission of Mercy, is seeking patients for our two-day free dental and medical clinic, September 23rd and 24th at San Juan County McGee Park. Patient appointments available, walk-ins welcome. Doors open at 5:15 a.m. both days. Those patients interested in scheduling appointments, as well as event times, services provided, parking, and other information, can visit nmdentalfoundation.org. The New Mexico Mission of Mercy is a program of the New Mexico Dental Association Foundation in partnership with the New Mexico Dental Association. Prime event sponsor, San Juan County.
Yad-A, journey with Native art voices of the Four Corners and me, Vinaya Yazzie, where we will trek into the Native artist dialogue and narrative. Together, we will take a glimpse into the art process and the lives of the Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Pueblo artists living within Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Tune in every third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. or find podcast episodes. Native art voices of the Four Corners, great artist stories are the journey of art in the Four Corners.
On this week's On the Media, life, the universe, and everything.
Science tells us that there is an inner fragility in the entire universe, and we share the same fragility.
What our bodies, our planet, and the cosmos have in common, and how facing that can move us to make them more resilient, except the cosmos. On this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE, Farmington. Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910.
I'm too busy rocking out to the music.
Are you too busy to say hello? Wow.
Yeah.
We're back.
Hey, I'm Megan. This is Scott.
Over here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to That's Interesting. It is the show where we want you to call in and share what's interesting in your world. It is our every other week Friday call-in show. We don't have one of those in Farmington, really, so
no,
we thought we'd start it.
This is your chance, listeners.
Yours. Yeah, exactly. So do call in. The phone number, 505. Nope, that's wrong. That's what I wanted to do, and that's what I wanted to do. 505. It's a rough Friday, you know? There was thunder, lightning.
I'm a little groggy.
I didn't get a full night's sleep. I don't know about anybody else.
Right, yeah. that's the
you
problem.
Know, the power went out, it got hot, stuffy at the house.
The
you
storm
know, just
was
I've got a lot of problems
raging
today.
Raging outside.
Yeah, more than usual.
I got a lot of problems. Me too. Yeah.
See?
I'm groggy.
Yeah. So anyways, but we're here. We're here, and you're here. And so we appreciate that, everyone. Do call in and give us a call at 505-566-3909, 566-3909. That's the number to give us a call. Phone lines are open and share what's interesting in your world this week. And we will talk to you and put you on the air. So there you go. We had a theme. We have a theme too, right?
Well, we do have a theme.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So if you can stick to the theme, or you can go anywhere else.
You can go anywhere you
right.
want.
But maybe this will prompt more folks to call in.
Jog your memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know there's this delightful conception that all I do is read and consume like heady stuff, intellectual stuff, and pursue it with much vigor. But true confession.
Prove it every other week. Here.
I've tried to prove it every
week. Yes, you do.
So while that is true that I do that stuff, I also, secret confession is that I sometimes like the true crime junk, you know?
Oh, yeah. You and everybody else, I think, on the planet these days.
Yeah, this
it's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't, like, attracted to it because, well, I have a theory.
Mm.
So it tends to be more women than men that are attracted to it. And my theory is because women are usually the victims, and so maybe there's a bit of, like, oh, somebody's acknowledging the fears that we usually have.
Okay.
Or maybe if I know this stuff, I can try to, like, prevent it from happening to me.
Sure.
I don't know. It could be something to do with that.
That sounds reasonable, theory. So you, do you watch or listen to a lot of podcasts about this stuff? There's a ton,
like,
of them out there, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a podcast out there that I listen to that's, like, mostly funny because it's three hilarious women talking about it. So
true crime funny.
Yeah, well, it doesn't, it tones
like
itself
gallows
down.
Humor maybe.
Yeah, it's like gallows humor. Okay. but then when they're talking about really serious stuff, they bring it back.
I see
they're very
like us.
Funny in general,
like us.
Yeah,
you know, we talk about COVID, but then we can yuck about
we
something
can yuck
else,
about
other
something
stuff.
Else and then
that's
get serious
right.
And
that's
yuck.
Right.
So anyway, so last night when I was lying, trying to fall asleep in the middle of the
before
storm,
the power went out, or maybe after the power went out.
Just trying to go to bed. I listened to this episode, and it was on jailbreaks.
Oh.
And they were running through some famous jailbreaks, like Alcatraz was a big
one. Right,
yeah, definitely. Do you know that they made dummies out of, like, paper mache?
Sheets and stuff, right?
Sheets
or no,
and things.
Wasn't it? Yeah,
it was, like, sheets.
Yeah.
They got, like, real human hair from the barber. Like, they just, like,
oh, interesting.
Copped it off the floor.
Right.
And they got paint from somewhere else.
Okay.
And so they made, like, little faces to stick under the sheets to escape. So, anyway, so they were going through that stuff and just, they were just talking about, like, big jailbreaks. And so.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that was quite the crime, right? Because they thought Alcatraz was unescapable.
Right.
And there's been lots of shows about, did they survive? Did they drown? Did they whatever, right?
Get eaten by sharks?
Yeah. All that stuff. True. That's true. They wash up on Fisherman's Wharf.
They wanted their freedom.
No kidding. Very interesting. Okay. That is interesting.
Yes.
See? That's why
we called it. So our theme is, we have a caller.
We do have a caller, but our theme is?
Our theme is, like, your favorite sort of, maybe you were a little mischievous.
Oh.
Maybe you have stories of like wrongdoings that aren't terrible, but just a little mischievous.
You want people to disclose that on the radio?
I do.
I see. And
just
you'll do that
bit.
Too?
Yeah,
you
I'll
got
do
something?
That.
Okay.
I'll do that.
In a minute. But we got a caller. So let's go to the phones and see who has called in this morning. Good morning. You're on KSJE. That's Interesting with Scott and Megan.
Good morning. This is Thomas Bowie at the Basin Health Company.
Hi, Thomas. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
I think we're good.
We're good.
A little groggy, but we're good. We're awake. We're functioning. But yeah,
you
have a busy, busy time coming up, right? Because you guys have a big event tomorrow.
We do, yeah. So tomorrow is the second annual NeighborFest benefit for the Basin Good Neighbor Foundation. That's our nonprofit that serves uninsured or underinsured hospice patients, and provides them with the financial assistance they need to get the hospice treatment that they deserve.
Nice.
So.
And of course, we know Megan is a big part of that and will be a big part of the event tomorrow. And so it's going to be out at, is it Lions Wilderness Park?
Yes, Lions Wilderness Park. That's 5800 College Boulevard. So
5 to 8 p.m.?
Beautiful. Yep, 5 to 8 p.m., beautiful location.
Yeah, no kidding. And a couple. And so you'll have music, food trucks, the cash bar, so it's just kind of a time to get together and enjoy each other's company and raise money for the Good Neighbor Foundation.
Yes, absolutely. And you can get your tickets either at the door, or we do have an Eventbrite page where you can purchase your tickets beforehand. Thank you so much for putting that graphic up. The website is basin.health/neighborfest22, or you can go Megan's preferred route and just go straight to Eventbrite and search for NeighborFest, and it'll pop up for you there too.
There you go. Or probably point your phone at the screen and use that QR code that we're showing on the
exactly.
screen right now too.
Yeah.
You'd probably
if you
do that.
If you guys are somewhere where you're able to do that, that would be
yeah.
another way to do that. Yes.
Wonderful. And of course, this is the second time you've done this. Last year, it was out at the Winer, I believe. And so it's just that same kind of idea, right? To get together and support the Good Neighbor Foundation. And Thomas, as you mentioned, this is the fund that helps to pay for hospice care if a family maybe cannot pay the entire cost or any of the cost, but just to make sure that their loved one has that care at the end of their life is really important.
Exactly. And they don't have to be on service with Basin. They can be on service with any agency in the area. So we help people, you know, no matter where they're getting treatment.
Right, right. Well, very good. Well, it all starts tomorrow, 5:00, Lyons Wilderness Park. Megan, any thoughts, since this is your baby too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's going to be great. So, you know, when we did it last year, I was thinking about cool benefits. And I'm like, oh my gosh, remember when Live Aid was a thing? Okay, clearly not to the scale of Live Aid.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But, you know, just the same idea. Just come out. I love live music. I love the outdoors and hanging out with people. And it's very casual. We're not, everybody's getting dressed up. They're just coming out and enjoying a good time. So, this is especially good if you're a music lover. There's no better place to be than out there on Saturday.
There you go. We'll give a shout out to the bands you've got lined up, Black Velvet and Desert Thunder.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Desert Thunder is like kind of an alt country classic-ish band.
Okay.
And then Black Velvet does a lot of covers of big standards. And
right.
They do some folk and some rock tunes as well. So.
Nice. Well, if you see me lately, you know I spend more time with Desert Thunder than Desert Thunder.
Oh,
but that's just me.
Desert Thunder.
Yeah.
That's what you had last night.
That's
the
right.
Store.
That's right. Exactly.
It's my Desert Thunder.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Thomas, thank you for calling in and good luck tomorrow with the event. Hope everything goes smoothly.
Thank you so much. We do too. We'll have a blast.
Okay. Great. Very good.
Bye. Thank
you very much. That is our first caller this morning on That's Interesting with Scott and Megan. And we have, we have more callers just waiting to get on the air with us, Megan.
Good.
That's new. It doesn't happen very often, but good morning. We'll go to the next caller. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Hello, Mr. Scott. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. This is Randy West.
Of course it is. I recognize that voice anywhere. Good morning. Thank you for getting up early to do this. You were out late last night, as I was, and we'll explain why in a moment.
We both were. Yes, indeed.
But you are on the phone to talk a little bit about the production of Annie that is at the Farmington Civic Center. Opening night is a week from yesterday.
It is. We're gearing up. We go into tech rehearsals tomorrow.
Yes, we do. And by we, you mean me and you and all the other cast of characters who are working on this theme, this production. Full disclosure that you have cast me in the show, and I appreciate it. I'm learning a lot. Everyone's very patient with me. And so thank you for doing that. How do you think it's going?
You are acting and singing and being presidential.
Right. Yeah, which is totally outside of my comfort zone. All three boxes are checked there. So thanks for that.
Disclose that Scott is playing President Roosevelt in our production of Annie.
That's right. That's right. And so it's been a lot of fun to learn about that. Now, I have to ask you, because there's that old showbiz saying, I think, Randy West, don't work with children or animals, and you're doing both.
Yes, and happily so. it's interesting. When I started out as an undergrad, I was getting my degree in musical theater, and my minor emphasis in theater was children's theater, and because I've always enjoyed working with young people. And, you know, it's funny because there are directors that as soon as they get to a certain point in their career, when they think they are inching up the professional ladder, you know, there are directors that the first thing they say they won't do is direct young people anymore. And I don't know, maybe I inherited my dad was a really successful high school baseball coach. And in the town we grew up in Southern California, my dad was the high school baseball coach in Hemet, California for 28 years. And he actually is the charter Hall of Fame baseball coach for the state of California because his win-loss record was so good that in this little town. And basically, my dad started every summer by running clinics and workshops for all of the Little League coaches and all of the Pony League coaches in Hemet so that everybody was on the same page building the same kind of skills, because all of those players, when they got to high school, came to my dad. And so I always saw, when you were trying to build a theater program, that you should start by investing in young people.
Right.
So I've never felt that any time that I spent working with younger people was time that was beneath me or time wasted, because it isn't. And I think it pays huge dividends. And when we founded the youth program at the Sondheim Center, which is when I was in Iowa, we found that not only did we have great success working with the young people in the summer, but then after the summer was over, they went back to, you know, the school programs or the community programs or wherever else they were performing, and took really strong musical theater skills with them. So it was a win-win, hopefully.
Right, right. So you have a whole cast of orphans, of course, in Annie, the children that you're working with, and then you've also, and I think this is maybe a first. I remember this happening in Farmington, but you've actually hired a professional dog to play Sandy in the play.
When a contract goes out, a professional contract, there are many community oriented or school contracts that go out for Annie, but there's only a certain number of professional contracts that go out. And the Archie's trainer, whenever a contract goes out, professional contract goes out to do Annie anywhere in the United States, she sends you an email that says, "Have you already solved your Sandy challenge?" And I wrote back and said, "No, actually, I haven't." And she sends you a whole package of Archie is the name of the dog who's playing Sandy. He's played it, I think, 7 or 8 times, but he's also a professional performer. He was last year, we keep joking, last year he was on Law and Order last summer. Last season, I said, which beats all the rest of us in the company.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in Law and Order last spring. So the dog's got a better resume than we do.
No kidding. I'm going to get a podograph from him.
That's podograph.
Right. When he's here.
That's
so that's
clever,
wonderful.
And precious.
Thank
all
you. I've been thinking, I've been planning for that all day.
Well done.
Drop
well,
that. So there you are. Well,
he comes in the last 2 days of our rehearsal with the trainer. And she knows very specifically there are about 6 scenes that Sandy appears in, and we rehearse those scenes specifically with the actors that interact with him, and then we put him in the night before we open, and he does the 2 final dress rehearsals with us.
There you go, and those are coming up, as I well know. And so it's really been an enlightening and educational experience for me, Randy. I appreciate you including me in the show. I hope folks will come and check it out and just see. This is the kind of the fun finale of the summer theater that you have brought to Farmington. Began with Music Man, of course, and then we had Pirates of Penzance out at Lions Wilderness Park, and now we're wrapping up with 2 weekends of Annie. And so kudos to you and all the actors. I can't imagine I'm having enough trouble with one show, much less trying to learn 3 in just 3 months or so. So I don't know how they do it.
Well, this format, which I stumbled onto and now I try to repeat, is that putting the third show in the summer as the show that features young people, because that way and you've seen the young people in this show. They're terrifically talented, and they've worked really hard to get ready for the opening next week. But we started with them at the end of May. And so they started doing what we call lovingly Annie Boot Camp. And so they've been coming in about once a week since May to learn their music and to learn the dance steps, so that when we put the whole company together 2 weeks before we open, the young component is so ready to be integrated that I've seen other summer programs where if they're using kids, they pretty much are relegated to being furniture, that they just kind of move them around and have them wave their arms because that's all they can teach them in the time that they have them. And these kids all made the commitment to rehearse throughout the summer. Now, if they were on summer vacation, they take a week off or they take a couple of weeks off, but mostly most of them have worked on and off throughout the summer to come in ready to, you know, for a young person, it's enough to learn, oh, we now have to do this on a set, or we now have to do this in costume, or we now have to wear a body mic. All of those things we knew are enough distraction in the last couple of weeks that we didn't want them to literally be learning huge amounts of new material at the same time. So
right.
This process really allows them to be thoroughly integrated. And I think you've seen that the kids are a great element, that I was joking yesterday that the adults had to kind of work to keep up because the kids get the first number in the show and they establish that bar pretty high.
No kidding. Very true. Well, it's been a great experience for me and I'm sure for the kids and everybody else involved, Randy West. So thank you for bringing Annie to Farmington. We're looking forward to seeing it all put together. And again, it opens, a week from yesterday, August 11th and 13th, and August 18th and 20th at 7:30, and then Sunday matinees at 2 on the 14th and the 21st.
That's right. We close on the 21st, and that closes out the summer. You can go to Farmington, mn.org to look for information on the show, or you can call our office at 505-599-1148 if you'd like to have us personally help you secure some tickets. But we'd love to have you show up next week and share Annie with us.
Indeed, and see me rolling around on stage, if just for that.
Just for that.
There is a warmth and a charm to Scott that pretty much everybody in Farmington knows, which is
wow.
Why I thought he would make a wonderful president.
That's called acting. It's called
a
acting.
Warmth and charm.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
We have it on tape.
You have it on tape now.
Thank you, Randy. You're very gracious.
Thank you guys so much for the time. And thank you so much for what you do supporting the arts in Farmington. Thank you.
Well, it's easy to do when you bring so much to town. So thank you very much, Randy West. We'll see you at rehearsal in a few hours.
You will, in fact, my friend.
Thanks yes.
So much, everybody.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh.
The warmth and the
charm. How about
charm.
That, right? Yeah.
Everybody in
acting.
Farmington
it's
knows
all
the warmth
acting.
And the charm.
It's all acting.
So you're a really good actor.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, if
wow.
he thinks that.
Get you to Law and Order with Archie the dog.
Right? How about that? Maybe True Crime.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. See?
I don't know, but
we have a third caller who's been waiting patiently.
Yeah, let's see what they have to say.
And so let's go to the next caller on the line this morning. Good morning. You're on KSJE this morning. Are you still with us?
Hey, Scott. Hey, Megan. This is Roman.
Hey, Roman, how are you this morning?
Good. I just want to do an early tryout for next year.
Okay.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
There,
wow.
There's some warmth.
Yeah, there's some warmth and charm.
You could be an orphan, perhaps.
I feel like an orphan.
Oh,
so
no.
That's
no.
Perfect. No, I wanted to say about Megan, your theme about true crime. Well, we almost had a true crime here at Farmington. I don't know if you guys read about that or not, about that that lady who was walking to work at 3 p.m. on a Monday, this past Monday, out in front of the Mr. Car Wash, and a black van with no license plates rolls up on her and kidnaps her. And zip tie her, and they cut her up a little bit, and then she escaped, thank goodness. But we almost had a true crime life thing here, so just telling people to watch out for, and this was in broad daylight, 3 p.m., on right in front of the Mister on 20th Street. So
yeah,
that was not a side street or side road or anything.
Right, very, the police sent out a plea for information about that, too, as they start their investigation. And so we're glad that hopefully this woman is okay. But yeah, that was reported earlier in the week. You're right, a scary situation,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so, and then I want to also talk about my wife had an interesting incident where she rides bicycles in the city in the bike paths all over Farmington, and she's training for a bike race that's going to be happening in October. And so she goes out went out early morning around 6:30 so she can try to get, you know, avoid traffic and those kind of things. And because she has had some crazy incidences where cars don't just watch out for bicycles and bicyclists very well here, and they honk, they yell, they get really close to you, they speed up. And that same thing happened. She was trying to avoid all of that, so she went really early. And there was she was driving, and a car came up to her and just honked their horn right next to her, which when you're in a bike, that's frightening when it's behind you. And that kind of incident, it just happens kind of frequently around here. Just want to give people a heads up to remember that bicyclists share the road with us, and that, you know, it's please be safe out there. Please treat them. I mean, we want people commuting and riding bikes for exercise, for health, and for, you know, that's just the betterment of our community, to have people bicycling out there and not driving cars all the time.
Sure.
It's difficult when the motorists make it difficult.
Right. No, definitely. And, you know, if we want to really do a good job of being an outdoor recreation location and destination, you know, our drivers have to learn to share the road with our two-wheeled brethren and sisterin who are out there pedaling around.
Definitely.
So, and I've met your wife, and I don't know who would ever honk at your wife. She's a wonderful person.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
So,
well, Megan, I don't have any stories about anything personally happening to me. I'm usually in church on weekends and at night, so I'm drinking, doing all my stuff.
Not
one misstep by Roman.
I don't detect that Megan's buying the story at all, but okay.
Dang it.
Well, that's all right.
Dang it. I'll have to think of one for next
You can plead the fifth and still tell your story if you want.
That's true, right? Allegedly. You
just put
in front of everything.
That's right.
At the end of every sentence, and you're fine.
There you are.
But I also want to say KSJE did a wonderful job with the Connie Mack. The Connie Mack was awesome. Megan, I don't know if you've heard, I got to fill in for you
this
afternoon, and it was the best.
Yes.
I had the greatest time.
Yes.
And I want to thank Scott for letting me do that good opportunity. Thank you, Megan, for being gone for that one. I know you were there the whole time, except for one little small sliver, and that's when I got to sneak in and do it. And the behind-the-scenes stuff, folks, if you haven't seen it at the KSG and at the Connie Mack, is fantastic. They do a lot of work down there to prep to make sure you guys get a good broadcast, that you guys have a good experience out there. And I got to see it firsthand, and it was super impressive.
You did great. I saw some of your magic work, and I asked Scott, I was like, who is this doing this? They're doing a great job.
Right. You're not there, so someone else, you know, who
said
did we
Roman,
get?
And I was like, well, this guy's good. So, you know, you and I can split the duties next year.
Yeah, we may have created a monster, which is a good thing. So we'll keep in touch. But Roman, thank you for your efforts for covering Connie Mack with us and for calling in this morning.
All right, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks, you too.
You too. Thank you very much. There you go. See, that is interesting.
Yeah.
He called it.
Gosh.
Right?
Well,
how about that?
Great heads up, you know, Crime Watch moment there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a little creepy and scary.
Scary.
But yeah. And unfortunately, it's not a new story. It kind of happens more than we would like to. And I think maybe more than we hear about, too. Because we have a lot of missing women and missing Indigenous women for sure.
Yes.
And so I know that's a big...
Yes.
Concern
yes.
in our region, not just community, just Farmington and San Juan County. And so we do need folks to be vigilant and report these things. And I was glad to see the first Facebook post, which I always kind of be a little skeptical about it, right? If something has happened, but then when the police chimed in and said, we would like to learn more about this. If you know anything, call us so we can investigate and get our detectives on it and figure out what happened and make a report, that kind of a thing. So
yes.
I'm glad that they are on it.
Well,
and starting
the Farmington PD are a great group of people, truly. I met a lot of folks that,
right.
You know, our police chief, of course, like I've never met anybody that had anything bad to say about him. But then some individual officers that I've met. And there's one particular guy, shout out to Steve. Officer Steve.
Okay.
He's one of the guys that does like the Segway down by the river and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And he stopped me one day, or I waved him down one day after work, and we talked for like 45 minutes, and it was about like, what are the problems that you see in Farmington? Like, what can we be doing better in Farmington?
Yeah.
Have you spotted anything in Farmington? And I was like, this guy, like, that's protect and serve. Like, that's their thing. And
yeah.
He's doing a good job, so.
That's good.
Steve, if you're listening. You're the best.
Good job.
Good job.
Officer Steve. Thank you.
Who
has no
last name.
That's okay. But that's all right. But that's cool. So that's good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we had a lot to unpack from those calls. I think, you know, a lot of stuff going on.
I know.
Right?
That is interesting.
It is. All of it. Indeed. I don't know if I'm as big of a true crime fan. I guess I probably am because I used to watch all those shows when they were on television. you know, back in the day, the Unsolved Mysteries and some of those types of shows that shows you how old I am. But I haven't really gotten to the podcasts as much as maybe you have.
Yeah.
With that.
It was one of those things where I was like, psh, I don't want to do that. And then I tried listening to one. I was like, okay, it's really fascinating.
Yeah. So we're almost out of time, but I don't want to run out of time without you sharing your story. You promised us that you would say.
So this
do
is
we need to say
my...
allegedly before the story starts?
Just,
you're going to admit to it?
This is just little kid land. So,
oh, okay.
This is one of my earliest memories, though.
Oh.
I was in a grocery store.
Little Megan.
Little Megan was in a grocery store, and like I said, one of my earliest memories. And so, you know, things that were colorful or attractive to kids and different feelings and stuff. So I was... playing with this tomato, and I thought, I want to take this tomato home. I didn't even know what it was.
Right.
But so soft and smooth and
bright
red. So I put this tomato in my pocket, and then I was playing with this tomato, and it squirted into my eyes. And so the punishment was already, like, you didn't even have to punish me for stealing. It was like, I got attacked by this tomato.
Right.
And that was a punishment in itself. But
interesting.
That was my petty crime, was...
I got you. Shoplifting
a tomato.
So you got? Did you get it out of the store then before it squirted you? Or
yeah, and then I got in big trouble and had to go back and apologize to like the vegetable person that was stocking the vegetables.
Very good. Well, that's good.
So
that's good parenting.
Yes,
I like that. Yes. So okay, and that stopped your reign of terror at that moment.
That's it.
Okay.
Last time I shoplifted.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was maybe when you were four.
Yeah, it must have been early because it's one of those like hazy memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. We'll see. Yeah. Karma. That was childhood karma back then.
Yeah, it was karma.
Apparently. So
yes.
there you go. I'm trying to think of a story similar, and I'm not coming up with anything that's not incriminating. So I'll have to take that under advisement.
Okay.
But yeah.
Where's our lawyer?
I know. They're not on staff just yet, but that's all right. So
we need one.
We do. We definitely do. Exactly. Before we go, though, we do want to remind everybody that we will be back next week with our Solutions from the Street program. That is the other Friday program that we do. And so we'll have another solution from maybe another street.
Yeah.
Maybe same street.
Maybe same street.
You never know, right? But it's definitely a solution.
Yes.
So join us every Friday, 8 to 9, for either That's Interesting or Solutions from the Street. And, of course, tomorrow...
Tomorrow is
you're on the air. There's
radio
no more baseball.
Free Saturday morning, so I'm back on the air.
Right. No more preemption
over the airwaves.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's theme is days of the week or time of day.
Oh. Okay.
So
music about days of the week
or time
of day. All right.
So
there's a lot of those. I think.
There's a fair
probably
amount.
Think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a fair amount of it if you think about it. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And you'll hear them all tomorrow.
All of them. In order.
Yes.
Here's the 12 a.m. song.
Here's the 12 a.m. song. That would have been clever, but it's much more. As
no,
as usual, my mix is always here, there, and everywhere.
Exactly. So. That's more eclectic to mix it up the way you do.
Yes.
And that's how you do the show.
Yes.
So there you are.
The eclectic music mix.
There it is. Every Saturday.
Yes.
9 to 11 a.m. So very good. Well, we are really now out of time.
Okay.
Now we're really out of time.
Okay.
So we have to go. But we thank you guys for joining us this week. We always appreciate you being here. Of course, share this program with your friends if you found it entertaining or interesting, and we hope that you did. You can find it, of course, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and share it from there. Or, of course, there'll be a podcast, an audio podcast, competing with all those true crime podcasts in the next couple of hours. So you can enjoy it on all the popular podcast platforms as well. But until next week, we will see you next week right here, everybody, on KSJE. So have a good week and a good weekend, and stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye.
KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Saturday, August 20th, Rock, Blues, and Country with Black Velvet. Saturday, August 27th, Jazz with Didat. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m. KSJE is proud to support the San Juan Medical Foundation's 42nd Annual Walkathon, Saturday, September 17th. The Walkathon is the Foundation's premier annual event, the fundraising effort that supports the Connolly Hospitality House and the San Juan Medical Foundation's mission of enhancing the health and well-being of people in the Four Corners community. Register to walk, sponsor a walker, or make a donation at sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mick Hess, your host for Roving with the Arts here on KSJE 90.9. Please join me every weekday starting at 9 a.m. for the chance to hear full-length, unabridged opera, ballet, symphonic, and chamber music. I'll share news of local concert events that you may be interested in attending, background information about some of the greatest musical compositions ever written. Tune in weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10:30.
The state's largest charity event, the New Mexico Mission of Mercy, is seeking patients for our two-day free dental and medical clinic September 23rd and 24th at San Juan County McGee Park. Patient appointments available, walk-ins welcome. Doors open at 5:15 a.m. both days. Those patients interested in scheduling appointments, as well as event times, services provided, parking, and other information, can visit nmdentalfoundation.org. The New Mexico Mission of Mercy is a program of the New Mexico Dental Association Foundation in partnership with the New Mexico Dental Association. Prime event sponsor, San Juan County.
Yat-Ay, journey with Native art voices of the Four Corners and me, Vinaya Yazzie, where we will trek into the Native artist's dialogue and narrative. Together, we will take a glimpse into the art process and the lives of the Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Pueblo artists living within Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Tune in every third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. or find podcast episodes. Native art voices of the Four Corners, great artist stories are the journey of art in the Four Corners.
On this week's On the Media, life, the universe, and everything.
Science tells us that there is an inner fragility in the entire universe. And we share the same fragility.
What our bodies, our planet, and the cosmos have in common, and how facing that can move us to make them more resilient. Except the cosmos. On this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE, Farmington. KSJE is supported by the Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, with a local office in Farmington, providing free services and resources to help those living with dementia and their families, including their 24/7 helpline, 1-800-272-3900. The Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, 1-800-272-3900. Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE, Farmington.
Hi, I'm Tracy Hales-Vass, writer, retired professor of creative writing, and founder of One Book, One Community. I now host Write On Four Corners every Wednesday, 10:30 to 11, when I'll talk to local and regional authors. So please join me Wednesdays here on 90.9 FM, KSJE, Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.